Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
I want to let you know that I play music, and I make music. You know, I write songs, but more importantly, I sing. But in order to be a good singer, songwriter, musician, I have to practice. I haven't practiced for a little while because of health and something related to interests. Outside of music, you know, because, as I say, I write these great songs and I sing, but I haven't gotten my break. So I had to, you know, go to school and do other things, work. And so today I did my practice. I finally practiced. I'm going to practice more for a while, at least in the near future. And because of exhaustion, I was on the computer 20 hours, 40 hours, no, three straight days. It's gonna take me 3 to 5 days, a week to heal. I messed up on poor practice, but I'm not playing for an audience because I'm such a perfectionist. I would be very disappointed, but I'm not playing for the audience in my home. I'm playing for myself, you know, for my skills. So I play 4 songs that I've written. And I was kind of off. I was distracted. I played it perfectly, like I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, Part 2. And you know what? I decided that one of these days I'm going to play on podcast with my keyboard. So I'm going to play. So I had to practice. I did play I Do Love You, if you haven't heard it. But before we get to it, this is I Do Love You, and this is the one I wrote the song, I wrote the lyrics, and I play the keyboard. It was such a joy to do.
I really wanna be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really wanna hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you really do? Don't you really do? Don't you? I really want to love you, that's why I wanna marry you. You are the one for me, for eternity.
You can listen to that song on my Legacy and Songs and Beyond. Goodbye for now. I've written this whole song, I Do Love You, and I've written on a... Actually, it's an electronic keyboard. I will tell you what I really feel, and I'm not afraid to talk how I felt. Vocally was great. My voice is very... I can go into the high registers, and I can sing very great. It was good for what it was. It was great to do. But it was just a song, I Do Love You, and I just didn't have no recording studio, no power microphone. I just sang for my master writer. It just sang, which is a tool for songwriters. I just sang and played my keyboard. My voice was not 100%, meaning I wasn't all that, but it was great. Actually, it was good. So I hope you like I Do Love You. I played that song and I was so tired. But a reminder of being a artist is that you try the best you can. And it was because of fatigue. So there's no way I can expect to recover when I did something that took all my energy for about several hours, more than 30, 40 hours typing something. So I wanted to play because I didn't play for quite a few weeks. So lack of practice, though, but when I'm ready and play, I can play really good. So I'm going to play it in a few days or when I'm 100% healthy because it took a toll on me. But I'm fine. The more important thing is I make sure I play so I can continue to play good and write songs. So I write those old songs I consider old songs, like I Do Love You or I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, part one, the first version. The second version was in a recording studio. It was me playing my melody on the keyboards with another songwriter artist. And you heard that one that was released. It was released not too long ago. Here it is. I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. Different. It has the same words as the original version. Both versions were copyrighted. I don't know why I put that to that. But, you know, for us to keep our names on the song, but we both, we wrote it. But the first version has the same words that I've written. And then, because it's such an important message about somebody, especially pertains to me, or anybody who has the dream to make it in Hollywood, to be a rock star, pop star, movie star, and you come out here for that dream, and the struggles to go there and believe that you can do it. And that's what the song is about. So it was great to do. Recording studio, but in person, I've done things in person. It was great. But writing the songs, I just write with one hand. And I'm not going to tell you the reason why, because it's kind of personal, but I will say I play my keyboards with one hand because I just have to, I'm just used to doing it, one reason. Just one hand, and I come up with the melodies. So when I wrote all those melodies on the keyboard of these original songs, it gives me this enthuse because I become acquainted with spontaneous keyboard playing, and then the keyboards or synthesizers, and I make a whole new song. I wrote tons of songs. I can write tons of songs vocally because being as a vocalist and being singing in bands and recording studios and in front of people for many, many years, I developed, on stage or in a recording studio, the music come out, I just start singing. Lyrics and so on, that melody, and if I hear me write or if I hear me sing just something spontaneous, it just comes out and it just sounds good, like a good song, I have to do it. And I did that today called The Flies Are Here, because I was sitting in my living room and I like wondering why these little bitty flies are flying around me. I don't know, how did they get in my home? It was affecting my concentration on the keyboard, another reason why I kind of went off. And I resolved the situation. And then out of the idea of the song, The Flies Are Here, I started singing about it. But I sung it in a much higher register. And it was so good for me to write that song. Because it could be a song for somebody else, too. I had to also put it on my BMI account. But, it was good to know. But my keyboard playing is so important because I have to compose music So those songs that I play, even if I mess up, I wrote it, so I had to play it. So I play it perfectly. Now, I Do Love You, I played it, and because of fatigue and lack of practice and not, you know, all that in between, not feeling well, I was off too, then I played it perfectly. And that happens to every artist. But the important point is that I continue to play so I can write those good songs and keep my skills up, because I Do Love You, or a song called Basic Jam, which I didn't finish because my computer went out. It's like I have all these bad luck. It was a bad luck day because I was taping the song so I can listen to it. But Master Writer is very helpful because I'm on there just for songwriters or for people who want to write a script, because I love to write a script for a whole movie, but I'm writing songs. I'm such a, you know, such, so good at it. It's part of that dream. It's just keep writing and writing and writing. Being a professional songwriter, singer-songwriter, I've been doing it for a very long time. I'm with Escape and BMI, Escape, you know, and trying to get that dream. Composing music is a joy, but it's part of the music where I have to write the keyboard, play the keys to come up with that melody on the keys, or if I sing out a melody vocally. And it's so good, but the words, sometimes I don't have it. You know, I just don't have it. And that's okay. But then something on the other side of the coin, I can have all the words, and I write so many lyrics down in my notebooks, so many lyrics down, but I don't have the melody. So it really depends. You know, playing keyboards is good. I messed up one day. So what? I'm exhausted. I'm talking about my songs, you know. I wrote on my BMI account, I wrote 378 songs. I actually wrote thousands of songs. Now, I'm going to get to a really crazy situation, you know, that I heard. Somebody said that these people outside were noticing Michael Bivins came over here. Michael, who? I don't know who. Oh, okay. Listen, they need to stop. They need to stop making up stories. But if a musical insider was wanting to see me play or wanted to hear me sing, then they should contact me, Dove Knight. Because I think, you know, Michael Bivins is from New Edition. I don't know who that is. Well, oh yeah, that 80s band. Okay. Listen, you know, people need to stop joking around. I say this because I get all these crazy things. But one more important thing, the most important thing I want to say, I have to continue to play keyboards, to play, to feel good, because that's what I came out to L.A. to do. That's why my life, I spent years, I spent a long time doing it, decades, you know. I would never consider myself an amateur, never. If people call me an amateur or something, I would feel that that's such an insulting, because I did get paid to play places, and I did get paid for my songs at BMI, very little. I mean, very, very little, but I got paid more than a penny. I mean, I'm a professional. I put my life into it. I would never consider myself an amateur, you know. I put my life into it. I'm a professional. So I've done everything I could to play my best, but if I'm not well, you know, I should not expect to play well. I should play when I'm feeling much better. So that's not realistic for me to expect myself to play real good or decent when I'm fatigued. So I gave myself a break. I'm a human being. And even if I do mess up, that's okay, because I'm going to play that song perfectly a lot of the time. I played it perfectly for several months. And I'd like to thank my friend Sam, who gave me the keyboard recently. And I've been the two keyboards, and, well, the keyboard, because I wrote songs, and it was a time where I just wasn't using the instrument. I just had to go into a recording studio and do it. And then he brought this keyboard into the house, and I was like, I was scared to use it because, you know, what I was going through in my mind was like, I was like scatterbrained. And then I finally played it, and I wrote so many songs. So thank you, Sam, wherever you are. Well, anyway, so playing keyboards is good. I mess up sometimes, but I'm a human being, but I'm a very good keyboard player. So what if I mess up? You know, everybody messes up. It's part of being the realms of being a musician, a professional musician. I am exhausted. So if you're exhausted, give yourself a break. I had to give myself a break. Keep practicing and go for your dream, and may all your dreams come true. Good day, good night from Dove Night.